Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Welcome to the Laptop Empires Podcast featuring Mike Yanda and Bobby Hoyt. Sit back, relax, and learn how to make a crap load of money online.
I will fire clients.
Look, I'm just trying to stay married as hell.
Listen, man, if they can't sell without paid traffic, they sure as hell can't sell with it.
We always forget what we're talking about. Must be the wine.
I will earn that money back and destroy him.
Dude, if your internet's going to be boo-boo this entire time, I'm going to be mad.
Howdy, and welcome to the Laptop Empires Podcast. We're your hosts, Mike Yanda and Bobby Hoyt, and I just got back from vacation. I'm feeling really good, really motivated, really energized. And so as I'm sitting here with Bobby, he's like, why don't we talk about that on the podcast? So that's what we're going to do today. We're going to talk about the importance of taking time off as an entrepreneur. And it really is important, but a lot of people don't take that time off. And I think it's really great that we're having this conversation just two short episodes after we had our work-life balance episode. So yes. If you go back to, I believe it was episode 10, we talked about work-life balance. We talked about, you know, the importance of working hard, especially in the early days. And now we're kind of going that other direction and talking about why it's so important to take time off. You know, Bobby, this was your idea, so why don't you go ahead and kick us off?
Oh, yeah, sure. So I think, you know, the thing about this topic is it's one of those things that I sucked at for a long time. Like, I was really, really bad at taking vacations, and I know that you are too, and we'll get into that, I'm sure. But I just, it's funny, the last couple of weeks or really months since we started Laptop Empires, I think we've been doing a good job of, like, almost like switching off back and forth on vacation. Like, I went to Florida for a couple of weeks,
right?
Came back, and then you went to Nebraska, and then I think we worked a little bit, and then you just went on another vacation. I'm going back to Florida again in August, so basically next month, for a couple of weeks. So I think this is something that's like new territory for both of us, but I think it's something that we've also been dealing with and kind of struggling with for past couple of years.
Yeah, and we've talked about on the podcast before about how we're both just wired to work and we really love what we do, and we tend to probably work more than we should. I know personally my biggest struggle, I even look at you sometimes and I'm like, man, Bobby really knows how to unplug. And I feel like I don't, you know. I'll see you like out on your boat or, you know, whatever it may be.
Yeah.
But I think that really becomes a thing with entrepreneurs, is that they work so hard to be successful, and then they're afraid to stop because they're afraid to lose momentum. And, you know, we're lucky now, like, that we can kind of help and support each other, but you don't have to have a business partner or even have to have a team in order to be able to take time off. We got to that point, I think, before we started to figure it out, but it is so important because there's so many benefits to it. And it's like, I started this out, I came back from vacation with so much energy and so many new ideas and so much clarity about what we should focus on, maybe some things that we were focusing on that we shouldn't be, you know, and just really, it just put me in this great headspace where I think when we left, I was like, I'm about burnout.
Yeah. So, you were not in a great headspace. You know, the interesting thing, it's like, I think Sunday you sent me several messages, and I was kind of busy on Sunday, but like, you sent me like an agenda for the week, and I read it and I was like, oh dude, he's ready to go. Like he's been, you know. And I think the funny thing is both of the times that, well, I guess all the times we've been on vacation each since we started this, like
you did that to me too.
Yeah. We both get that way where we're like, you know, we're like, oh, I'm so ready for a break. And then I think like 3 or 4 days in the vacation, we're like, okay, I'm ready to like come back and do all this stuff. So I think that's been interesting. You mentioned my boat earlier, and I can kind of like measure how much like time I've taken off by how many times I took out the boat in a particular year. So like we bought our wakeboarding boat 3 years ago. The first summer we took it out probably 30 times. So we took it out a ton. Last year, when my like work-life balance was the worst it's ever been, we took out the boat 3 times. And then this year we've taken it out probably about 4 times. And I think we're going to take it out like 20 more times in the next couple of months. So I think this is one of those things where you kind of have to prioritize, you know, I don't want to turn this into a work-life balance thing, but like you have to prioritize like the vacation and unplugging from the business and all that stuff. And I got 100%. To a point for a long time where I couldn't do it. Like I just, like last year with Millennial Money Man, before we got together, Vacation sucked. Like I couldn't do, I just didn't feel like, I think I'd taken on too many projects maybe and didn't strategize it the right way. But I went through a period where I was like, I could not take time off, and I got kind of burnt out, you know, until we started the Laptop Empire. I was in a weird place with the business before we started in January. So has that ever happened to you?
Yeah, that's a real risk. And I think what's interesting, I've taken two vacations this month in July. So we went to Nebraska for a week to visit my wife's family. And then we went to the beach for a week. And I actually had different experiences with both. I'd say the beach was more relaxing. I unplugged a lot more. One, we launched this podcast, you know, that first weekend I was in Nebraska. And so there were just things that needed to be done. But I kind of, since it was so close together, I was able to figure some things out and fill some holes, some gaps with the team, and really take off more this time. But what's interesting is before July, those previous 6 months of the year, I did not take a single day off, like not a single day. You know, I might've like relaxed on the weekend or something, but my wife and I had actually taken zero vacation days. And so outside of maybe like a weekend where we went to visit our parents or something of that nature, we hadn't really unplugged, and it was starting to wear on me like a lot. Yeah. Like I was really getting to where I was just having days where I was just stressed, or I was burnout, or I didn't want to do it, or was just grumpy. Like I feel like I've been walking around like a grump for a while now. And so it's so important to take time off, not just for you, but for your family. Like, you know, I've had times in my business where I've had family members, they're like, man, like I miss you. I feel like I haven't talked to you or seen you in a while.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and it's like, and what's sad is when sometimes that happens and I've been around those family members, I just was working, you know, and like that kills you. It just cuts so deep. And so you don't want to have that. You need to do it for you, but you need to do it for your family and your friends as well.
Yeah, I agree. You know, what's funny about, I think a lot of online entrepreneurs, or even people that are side hustling or whatever, I think it's, you very slowly become known if you work hard. You become slowly known as like the person that's always busy. And that's, I never thought I would get to that place. Like when I was a band director, you know, I worked a lot, but I had a lot of vacation time. And then I started the business and it was kind of slow in the beginning. And I felt like I had a lot of time. And then when things picked up, like I just noticed people started saying things like, you know, I haven't seen you in a long time, or like, hey, you've been really busy lately. Hey, when's the next time you're going on vacation? Like I just started noticing people saying that. And I realized like, I like had a light bulb moment of like, wow, I'm the guy that works too much now. So like, I've been trying to correct that for the last, you know, 6 months, because I just realized like, man, I went too far down the rabbit hole, which I think is, as an online business owner, it's so easy to do that, because there's just, you can always access the business. We can just keep doing this. And then like, you can justify not taking the amount of vacations or actually unplugging. Like I want to talk about that specifically. Like what do we actually do on vacations now versus, but like, it's just, you have to, it's like, you can get caught in this thing where you just never actually take time off. I think it's really unhealthy.
No, for sure. And before we hop onto that next topic, I remember having a conversation with my wife one time where it was a weekend, my in-laws were visiting, and they all decided they were going to go take the kids to the park or something, to go play at the park. And they grabbed the dog on a leash. And like, I don't know what I did. I don't know if I had a phone call or went to the restroom or whatever it is. And I just remember like coming out of whatever room, and it's like, where the hell did everyone go? Like they're gone, you know? And like, no one's in the house. And so I like call her. I'm like, where is everybody? The cars are here. There's no one here. They're like, oh, we're at the park. And I was like, thanks for the invite, babe. You know, like that was cool. And she's like, well, we thought you were working or something. I thought we thought you were busy. I'm like, no, that was not.
That happens to me. Okay. Yeah. That used to happen to me all the time too. Okay.
Yeah. And I'm like, hey, here, let's have a new policy. How about if you think I'm busy and can't do something, how about you ask me and give me the opportunity to shoot you down instead of just assuming that I don't want to participate? Because sometimes, like, and I'm like this too, it doesn't matter if people's visiting or whatever. If there's nothing going on, like I'm going to go do something. Right?
Yeah.
Like if everybody's sitting watching TV and I'm not a TV guy, like unless it's football or a movie, I don't really care, you know? So if everybody's sitting watching TV and doing nothing, I'm probably going to sneak off to my office and like work for half an hour, because I just can't bear to sit there and do that. But what happens, you know, people go off and do stuff without me. So Yeah, I've been there. I'm glad that we discovered that about each other, and that's a related experience, and we're not alone in that.
No, we're not. It's funny. Like, I'm just trying, as you were talking about that, I'm just like, man, there have been so many times where I'll just, not as much recently, but I remember like last year and even the year before, where I'd just be like, wait, where's my wife? Like, she's just gone, and she's like out shopping with her mom or doing something. And she's like, well, you were busy, so I figured I'd leave you alone. I think it's interesting that like family members get caught up in kind of a weird thing with people like us, because they're like, they don't want to bug us. They want us to like be successful and everything. And so they go off and like do things without us, but they don't realize that we need them to be like, hey, get away from your computer or whatever. Like, you know,
yeah.
So it's like, they're caught in this weird role. It's really our fault for just, you know, working too much. But I think they're caught in this weird place of like, I don't want to bother them, but I also want to go do stuff. And, you know, I don't want to have to like not do it because of them. You know what I mean? It's a weird thing that we've kind of put our families into.
Yeah. And so I think, you know, let's talk about, what do you do when you take time off? Right. And I think we're going to start with vacation, because, and that's what you mentioned, but vacation is difficult as an entrepreneur. Oh, and yeah. So I think we should talk about, how do you handle vacation, kind of our recommendations, and then we can get into some, there's some other things I want to talk about. So, you know, I'm just fresh off of vacation, so I can share what I did, but I'm interested in your thoughts on vacation. What does a vacation look like for you?
Well, I mean, I guess to put it in context, I'll start with what it used to look like. When I remember very specifically, I think 2 years ago, my wife and I went to Jamaica, and I remember being really freaked out because I was like worried that I was going to get fired by marketing yep. clients because Jamaica's internet is like terrible. And so I actually ordered this like satellite internet thing to use in the room. At the particular resort we were staying at. And I was trying my hardest to like check on client websites and check on Millennial Money Man and do all this different stuff. And the internet, it still wasn't working. And I remember being really stressed out. And I remember my wife Coral being like, you know, just trying to make me feel better about it. Like, no, they're not going to fire you. And like, no, you're not going to lose your audience or whatever. And I remember just being really stressed out the entire time. And then I think I'm just going to take you through this progression. Like the next vacation we went on was to Anna Maria Island, Florida. And I actually hired some people to like look after stuff for me, just some virtual assistants, like to look after like client website work stuff that I'd done and make sure that Millennial Money Man was still going. Everything was good. And that was pretty good. Like that was pretty good. I got to unplug a little bit, but the VA that they didn't do a very good job. So it was like half, you know, half relaxed, half stressed out. And then now that we have a team, you know, we've got Melissa, we've got Aaron, and I've even got you to kind of bounce stuff off of. Like, I feel very comfortable taking a legit vacation. So this last vacation I took, it was like, I really felt like I unplugged. And the only times I was checking in on stuff was because I want to, because it's the business is my baby, you know, and it's just, I just want to look at it and see what's going on. I think I even told you that on the last one. Like,
yeah,
I connected because I want to be up on what's going on because it's fun for me.
When you were in Florida, I remember, you know, there's certain things I tried to leave you alone as much as possible, but there's just certain things where it would come through. And I was just thinking to myself, if I was on vacation, I would want to know about this. And so I would just on Messenger be like, hey, this happened, and this is what we're doing, that kind of stuff. And you didn't respond a little bit. I remember end of the trip, I was like, dude, I'm so sorry. I feel like I've really, you know, messaged you a lot more than I intended. And I didn't mean to disrupt you. And you were like, no, man, it's been really great. And I can't for the life of me remember what the phrase you used right now.
It's something about baby. I'm sure it was.
Oh,
like,
that's what it was. Yeah. You're like, no, dude, it's like my business baby monitor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. It was like my business baby monitor, because I was always able to we could go out, have a good time. And then when I would come back and check my phone, it'd be like, this happened. And you're like, it helped me unplug, cause I was able to keep tabs on things without having to like actively.
Yeah.
So I thought that was such a great analogy.
Can I sidebar for just 1 second? We'll get back to this. I had a really, really sweet reader who's also a blogger email me the other day, and she congratulated me because she was like, I was kind of like listening and it sounds like you and Coral are expecting, because I guess we had talked about babies or something. I don't remember. And we had talked about it in depth.
Oh, it was in the kids episode. You were like, when we talked about starting a business as kids and you were interviewing me and you're like, I really enjoyed this episode because we're going to have kids one day. And I felt like I got to learn what it's going to be like as a business owner.
So we were talking, we were talking about baby monitors. So I just want to like disclaimer, like my wife and I are not having children right now. I appreciate if you've sent me a message. That's very, very sweet of you. It's very nice of you, but we're not quite there yet. So I'll let you know. I won't skirt around it.
No millennial money baby yet.
Yeah. Right now, back to what we were talking about. The business is my baby. So.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think you're finding now with having the team and everything, which you didn't have in the past, that's helping you unplug a lot. Like, I think that's a big difference between this year and last year for you. And it has been for me too. I sometimes still have trouble letting go, like, and fully unplugging when I'm on vacation. That's something I struggle with and I'm working on. I did a much better job of it this time, especially being on the beach. Like, I left my phone in the beach house. We went to the beach for a few hours. We went fishing. We went to the pool. I didn't have the phone and things didn't explode, right? Like nothing melted down. It was good. And I felt a lot better because I was able to do that. And I wasn't just staring at my phone all the time. I hate that, right? Like I hate that sometimes we don't have a choice but to do that. But I don't like to have that be that guy in the family. But one of the things I think too that's helped me over time is just learning how to take time off for a vacation. And there's some things you have to do. And I think when you were talking about why you struggled and is because you were worried about your digital marketing clients. You didn't mention like I was worried about my blog. Like you didn't say I was worried about Millennial Money Man. I'm sure there's some of that too, but it's a little different when you have clients and you're a freelancer, you own an agency or whatever, because they're paying you for your work and then you have to go away. And you should still be able to take vacation, but you need to make sure you do the things necessary to take that time off. And me having that being my main business where I have a bunch of clients and have really a bunch of clients that, you know, something could come up for, I've kind of found that there's a few things that you have to do. So I'm just going to run through those real quick and we can talk on them. But I think the first thing is you have to prepare for your vacation weeks in advance. Right. So one of the things that I always do with my clients is I let them know that I have a vacation coming up and that when I'm gone, I will not be having any, that we're not going to do launches or new products in the week ahead before vacation or the week after, that there needs to be a buffer because there's nothing worse than having a big project. Yeah. And then you're either stressed out going to vacation because it went long or you're stressed out because you got to get right into it after vacation. So you need to create that buffer. You need to let them know so they can kind of plan their schedules. And that then just talking to your clients, like letting them know, like your clients are not going to throw a fit because you went on vacation. You're not focusing on their stuff 100%. As long as you let them know that you're still going to be taking care of them. You're still going to be doing certain things. And one of the ways I've always done that is I say, look, I'm still going to be monitoring your campaigns and making sure nothing goes wrong. But which kind of leads to the next thing. You have to have some limits and boundaries for them and for yourself. Right.
Yes.
And I said four things, but like this fourth one's really in the third is you have to have those limits and boundaries. One that you say, when I'm on vacation, I'm going to work at this time and I'm going to do these things and I'm going to do nothing else. And then letting the client know while I'm gone, I'm not going to be doing anything. Like if you're going to send me emails, it's going to be a real long delay before I get back. Like it'd be best practice that you don't reach out to me unless it's an emergency. And that was my fourth thing, was like saying emergencies only. Now it's been a lot easier now with the team and having an assistant and stuff, you know. While I was away, Aaron had a really cool away message on my emails. I had Messenger, I deleted it off my phone. You know, if somebody sent an email and it says if it was an emergency, email her and she could contact me, which really kind of gets them to not message you. Yeah. And then being on that, setting those limits for yourself. I only worked this past time while we were at the beach when it was like at night when everybody had chilled out and nothing was going on, or early in the morning before we started doing anything. And I set real strict limits of just communicating with team, checking on projects, but not diving into anything real meaty. And I think that's really important.
Yeah, I agree. You know, as you're talking about that, I think one of the interesting things is that I realized a lot of those things when you're a younger entrepreneur, it's hard to do some of those things where you set boundaries and do all those kind of things. But I think as you get better, you kind of grow in entrepreneurship, you learn to respect your own time. And I feel like if you show other people that you respect your own time, they're going to start respecting your time too. And a real good example of that, I used to not tell clients, just like you were saying, that I was going on vacation or I'd be scared to. And now, like a client right before we jumped on, they wanted me to do something. And I basically told them, like, I can't do that right now. And I don't feel bad about saying that anymore. I just said, like, right, I'm busy today. I can't do that right now. But, you know, you can email me and I'll take care of it at some other time. And I think just doing little things like that, you learn to do stuff like that and you get more confident in doing it. And then those people that, it, you know, especially with their clients, like, they start to respect your time too, or they realize, like, oh, you know, he's trying to take time off or he's busy or whatever, I'll hit him up later. So I think it's something that you learn. And it's also, if you look at any other thing, business relationship, like my accountant or our accountant, Scott, he takes quite a bit of time off after he does, taxes like most accountants do, in April. And he just straight up says, like, I'm not going to be available from this time to this time. I don't fire him every time he's not available. It's like, I go, oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. That makes sense. I won't bother you. And I think I think online entrepreneurs or entrepreneurs in general are scared to do the same thing, even though, you know, like other people do it all the time. So I think to boil it all down, it just comes down to respect your time and set the boundaries, like you said, and then other people will start doing that and it becomes a lot easier and get used to it.
Yeah. And that whole boundaries thing, I think it helps you. It helps you build authority, and I think it helps with retention in some aspects, because when you do that, when you set your boundaries and this is what I do and what I don't do, people have a little bit more respect for you when they can't walk all over you. And then one of the things that I've noticed is as my agency has grown, as our business has grown, as I've set more and more boundaries with my clients, they have started taking on this, like, I know you have a lot going on. I know you're very successful. You know, this almost, I'm really grateful that I'm one of your clients, because I know that you don't have time for as many clients or whatever it is. And that attitude, like, it helps, right? Like, they're going to stick around because they know I'm kind of lucky to be in this situation, which is kind of cool. But it makes you happier. It makes you feel better when you have those kind of boundaries. You know, just as some examples of what I've been able to do to create some time for myself is, first off, when I was getting sorted out, I would tell people, like, hit me up anytime. I was always hopping on calls with people. I spent a lot of time on, you know, the phone. I spent, or Skype or Zoom or whatever, a lot of time in Messenger. I eventually got to where I started not doing calls. Like, look, I just can't do a call. Just message me. Send me voice messages, whatever it may be. Then I eventually, and this is probably in the last 3 to 4 months, I was like, look, there's too much going on in Messenger. I can't keep track of it. I'm pulling my phone out and messaging constantly. If you need me, like, let's move everything to email. And I moved everything to email. And now I just go through one time each day and handle emails. And they've taken to that really, really well, because I'm giving them this real good, thorough answer. They're giving me everything at once. It's helped a whole lot. And then even to take it a step further, you know, when Cooper was in school, it's summer right now, obviously, but when he was in school, he was going Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And generally what would happen is after a weekend of grandmas and grandpas being in town or just us doing something as a family, we'd go to Monday and I would try to work, and he'd be just full of energy and behave badly. And like, it was just always a rough day. And so I finally told my clients, like, I'm not going to work on Mondays anymore. And Mondays became a planning day for me, and a day for me to just spend extra time with the boys. And then he would go to school. And every single one of those changes, when I went to implement it, I was expecting to lose clients. I was expecting a lot of pushback. And every single time I did it, my clients were like, good for you, man. That's awesome. I think this is great. And that happens so many times in business. Like, we build up things in our head and then the people's response is super positive. But it's that way with taking time off too. I know when I go on vacation, my clients are like, dude, I know you got a lot going on. You deserve it. Go have a good time. Like, every single time. So
it's funny. We've been talking about client stuff. So I do want to mention, because I know we have bloggers that listen to us too. It's the same thing with your audience. And I think a lot of early on, you know, I didn't get as stressed about the audience side of things, like you kind of mentioned, as I did with clients, but there is still a fear there that if you're not, constantly in contact with your audience that they're going to like leave you or that they're right. going to get become disinterested. But I think what I've noticed over time is like, if I were to post in my group right now, hey guys, I'm going on vacation for a week. I'll talk to you later. It would be like hundreds of people being like, oh, have fun. That's awesome. Go do this, go do, you know, and I didn't realize that in the beginning that people as an audience, like maybe they're not business owners, but they respect your time too. Like they might not say it all the time, but you know, they see how hard you work. And I think a lot of bloggers have problems with this. Like they don't think people see how hard they work. And so, you know, I would encourage people to do the same thing that they do, like set boundaries with your audience the same way that you set boundaries with business owners or clients if you're a freelancer. It's the same thing, just on a larger scale. But if you set the boundaries, people will respect it and they're not just going to leave you because you go on, you know, vacation for a week. You know what I mean?
And I would argue that you taking time off as a blogger or a content producer, whether it's a podcast, a blog, a vlog, whatever, you can always schedule the content out while you're gone.
Yeah.
And set some time aside to launch that content or whatever, but not do everything else that you do. But if you do it right, you can actually build more of a relationship with your community by taking time off and kind of using that. And you and I talk about community and building a relationship with your audience all the time. But I think there's a couple things you can do, like saying, hey, I'm going to be going on vacation to this place. Has anybody have any recommendation of places to eat, things to see, that kind of stuff? And you get high engagement on that. People chime in. They say to do this. They say to do that. Yeah. Or when you come back from your vacation, hey, I went on vacation. Here's some pictures of the places that I went, you know, things of that nature. You do a great job of that. And a lot of people don't let people into their personal, they don't let their audience into their personal bubble really and show them those kind of things. But when you do, people feel like they're on that vacation with you. You've let, because you let them into something personal, they feel a stronger connection with you. And just like everything, like sharing and being transparent and letting people behind the scenes a little bit, it's only going to help you. So you can actually create content out of your vacation, just like we're doing right now. It just occurred to me, we're talking about this and we're doing it, right? I went on vacation and I went on vacation. We're creating a piece of content out of it. So, so you can use that and I encourage you to.
Yeah. And I mean, when I go on vacation, you know, I think there's a balance there too. Like you, if my wife would be pissed off if like the whole time I was just on Instagram or whatever, but there were times where I saw like a sunset that I thought was particularly beautiful or whatever, where I'd take a picture of it and share it, you know, things like that. I think if you can share kind of moments of your vacation, it lets people in. That's why travel bloggers do so well, even though a lot of it's like BS, but,
you don't have to do it while you're on vacation. You can take pictures for yourself and enjoy yourself on vacation and you can share later and kind of extend that. And that's kind of how I would go about it. I think a great job on Instagram using the stories and kind of sharing some of the stuff you're doing.
I do like the stories. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You do a good job with that. That's not something I do, but like, I wouldn't go on vacation personally and be like, hey, check out this and be constantly doing stories. Cause like you said, my wife would kick my ass.
Right? Yeah. She'd be pissed.
But me taking pictures and then sharing them later, like Saturday, we got back from our trip. We went to our favorite winery and volunteered for harvest and we were picking grapes. I showed you the pictures. I've got these really cool pictures of the sun coming up over the vineyard and us harvesting and all the grapes and stuff. And I'm going to share those, but like it's been days now. I haven't done anything with them. Like I'm going to share them later.
Oh, you know what? You did something that I thought was super high value. I'm surprised we haven't talked about it. You did the Ask Me Anything. You did an AMA in our group. You're like, hey, I'm going on vacation. Ask me anything. I forgot about that. Yeah, you were like, ask me anything about, you know, personal business, whatever. And then people just loaded up the comment section. And then when you got back, I'm not sure when you did it, but you put all of it together in a document and answered all those questions. I think that's a super high value, you know, tactic. It wasn't really a tactic when you did it, but I mean, it's super high value to give people, you know, like, hey, I'm going away for a while.
Everything is tactical, Bobby.
Yeah, well, okay.
It's all planned.
But I thought that was great. And I think that it was like a ton of engagement. I thought people got to know you better. And it was something where it was like, hey, I'm going on vacation. You let them know, but they still got to interact with you, which I thought was really cool.
Yeah. I posted days before I left And so it was like 10 days later before I actually posted it. And I basically put all of the comments and then my answers. Instead of just answering the thread, I made a whole new post about it. And it was a ton of fun. But funnily enough, it was almost 12 pages.
It was a lot.
Word. It was a lot. And it was just really short, like one paragraph, most of it. But I was responding to it on my drive down to the beach.
Yeah.
I was doing it, you know, kind of in the evening when everybody was chill, watching TV or something or whatever, times like that. But yeah, a lot of fun, worked really well. You can definitely do a lot of things with unplugging to still be involved. And I thought for me too, it was good because it was something that allowed me to feel like I was achieving something with work.
Right.
But it was fun and it was relaxing and it didn't feel like work.
I was surprised you answered my question. I asked you like multiple questions about, can we buy a mini horse and when can we buy a mini horse? And I was surprised. I looked through the answers you actually answered. I thought it was really funny. But I think that, you know, when it comes to engaging with your audience or doing any of that stuff, yeah, I think you find fun ways to do it. And I think it kind of scratches that itch to still be a part of your business, but in a fun way. I think that's a cool way to do it.
100%.
Because now when I take vacations, you know, we talked about this a little bit ago on this podcast, but when I take vacations now, I've found that the perfect balance for me is checking in on my business like once or twice a day, just seeing what's going on. Mm-hmm. I do it in the morning. My wife kind of sleeps in late on vacation, so I'll do it in the morning. I'll just check some stuff out. I might answer a couple emails. I might not. But even just kind of that, just that surface level touching the business lets me relax for the rest of the day. And I think that that's huge.
Maintenance, not moving projects forward. I think that's the key, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And having, like you said, pick times when other people aren't doing stuff, right?
Yeah.
If you can choose the times, my wife's sleeping or the family, you know, is winding down and they're watching The Bachelor or whatever, and I have no interest, you know, or everybody, one of the times, you know, we went fishing every morning, but somebody had to stay back and watch the kids. And so the one morning I stayed back to watch the kids, I did a lot of work starting at about 5 a.m. until about 9 when everybody got back while the kids were sleeping. And then I was with them. That was a great opportunity. So picking the right times so that it doesn't interfere with the vacation and your time with your family.
I think that's huge because I remember, and I know a lot of online business owners or just entrepreneurs in general feel this way. Like the idea of not touching my business for a week or 2 weeks is that stresses me out. Just thinking about that.
100%.
So having those, doing that, I think what you said, maintenance versus moving projects forward, just having that maintenance, you're going to have a better vacation.
100%. And we're coming up on time. So I want to wrap this up. I will say, I really wanted to kind of touch on how do you unplug on the weekend? Importance of taking time off on the weekend, in the evenings with your family during the week, that kind of stuff. But we'll save that. I think that could be a whole another episode. This was a fun one. And you guys, please subscribe to the channel, share it with your friends. Thank you for listening.
Later.
You've been listening to the Laptop Empires podcast with Mike Yonda and Bobby Hoyt. For more information and the resources mentioned in this episode, go to laptopempires.com/podcast.
We out. We out.